three runs come across for the Woodchucks. They score those three runs on two hits. There were no errors from the rafters, and there was one left on base. We go to the fourth, and a 10-2 Woodchucks lead here on WFHR with Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Heading back to work on the mound is Grant Parson, the right-hander for the Woodchucks, who has gone through three innings so far, but his pitch count getting up there. He enters this inning at 60 pitches, having allowed two runs in the third inning on a two-run shot from River Lindsay, and even though he has been pretty efficient with retiring the rafters, it hasn't been pitch count efficient, as the first pitch to Kobayashi is fouled back into the netting. 0-1 the count. So Kobayashi leading inning for the rafters. It'll be him followed by Peyton Bryant and Lachlan Maude due up in the top of the fourth. Swing and a miss makes it strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Parson. 10-2, the Woodchucks lead in the top of the fourth. 0-2 the count, breaking ball outside for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count, and Grant Parson coming into this game, a teammate of one of the former Woodchucks, Carter White, and they swing and a miss here is strike number three. And well, hey, he's having fun out here, Grant Parson. That is fifth strikeout of the game as he starts off the fourth with one. Brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate with empty and one out in the top of the fourth. Bryant, the right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup as the breaking ball misses high for number one. 1-0 the count, and Bryant 0-1 in the game. He grounded out back to the mound back in the second inning. 1-0 the count, and he watches it go down the middle. 1-1 the count. Lachlan Maude is on deck, due up in the inning. And the rafters trying to get back on the right track here as this one's hit high out in the air out towards center field, and he'll stay at first base and turn back to the dugout as that one is caught for out number two. Two up, two down in the fourth inning, and it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the fourth. 10-2, the lead for the Woodchucks, and it brings up Lachlan Maude to the plate. Right-handed hitting first baseman, righty-righty matchup. First pitch in the turf and bounces back up, and now a 1-0 count. Maude up for the second time this game. He is 0-1 after striking out looking on four pitches back in the second inning. 1-0 the count, and trying to get back on track here. 1-0 coming home, misses low and outside for ball number two. A 2-0 count, and taking a look back at yesterday's game, Lachlan Maud ended up going 0-for-4 in that one. Takes the pitch low here. Ball number three, a 3-0 count. So trying to get back on base and start a potential new streak here. New on-base streak at the very least. And the pitch on the way home is taken all the way. First for one, 3-1 the count. Maud, just a few days ago back at Lakeshore on August 2nd, he scored three runs in that game. 3-1 count, hit out towards right field, but foul, and now a 3-2 count. So Parson working from behind, he's able to bring it back to a full count. And just one strike away from working out of this fourth inning. 3-2 the count with the bases empty and two away in the top of the fourth. The pitch from Parson swung on and foul tipped for strike number three, as that does it for the fourth inning. Sixth strikeout of the game for Grant Parson, and out the fourth inning with one. In the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 10-2 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. A mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going James, and, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
With Kenny Schultz finishing that third inning without allowing the inherited runs to score, we have a final line on A.J. Buonasetta. He went 2 1/3 innings, allowing three runs. All three were earned on three hits and four walks. He had one strikeout and one hit batter. He also threw one wild pitch and faced 14 total batters on 57 pitches before handing it off to Schultz. Schultz back out for a second inning of action after appearing to face just one batter in the third. He'll take on Dom Rodriguez, Josh Arquette, and Zach Nolton due up in the bottom of their 6-7-8 batters as the first pitch is in there, called for strike number one to Rodriguez. 0-1 the count, and a 10-2 Woodchucks lead. They're looking to add more to that as a 1-0 count as a check swing sent over to second base. Picked up, no, not quite by Beauchesne. He is going to air the Rafters dugout after not fielding it cleanly with his glove, barehanded it, and then just sent it way off the line, although it bounced back into play, and so it keeps the runner on first. But an E4 there, as it should have been an easy play. Jake Beauchesne playing this season, a true outfielder for the Rafters, but needing some flexibility with the roster crunch, and so they send him over to second base as the first pitch here is hit up the middle, and that gets on through into center field. So back-to-back base runners for the Woodchucks. And with that, Josh Arquette is now on first base and Dom Rodriguez on second. Brings up Zach Nolton with two on and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. And this is where damage has been done against Kenny Schultz. It's been when he's allowed really back-to-back base runner. Things have started to compound on him this season. So this is a key batter here to see if he can stop things from compounding as the first pitch to Zach Nolton misses inside for ball number one. And Nolan, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Schultz looking back to first base. Nobody covering the bag, though. 1-0 count. Swing and a miss for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Nolan, two walks this game. He walked his last time up back in the third inning and also walked in the first. In the first, that walk was an RBI. 1-1 count in there for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count. And Nolan scored one run and has one stolen base this game as well. So he's been putting up some numbers outside of the hits. Just trying to get on base. 1-2 count. Breaking ball is popped up towards left field. Trailing back out, the shortstop called off by Monum, and he will make the catch for out number one. That's a big one, as it stops things from compounding on Kenny Schultz and brings up Jake Berkland to the plate with runners on first and second and one away in the bottom of the fourth. And Berkland, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And Schultz trying to get back on track here as the first pitch is called for strike number one to Berkland. Berkland 1-for-1 on the game. He walked his last time up, and he had a 2-RBI single back in the first. As runners on first and second with one away in the bottom of the fourth, and that one called for a strike. Big accuracy here from Kenny Schultz, and that's the difference between him and the previous two pitchers. Buonasetta and Moik really struggled with it. 0-2 the count, and the pitch coming home. It's fouled back, and that a great pitch is Berkland had to extend the bat to be able to just get a piece of it. So still 0-2 the and Kenny Schultz, 29 innings pitched this season. This is his 12th appearance. He's got an 11.79 ERA entering today. 0-2 the count coming home, and a breaking ball, and it is a swing and a miss, strike number three. And that one actually called for strike number three, and Berkland just got all sorts of tossed up there, and it brings us back to the top of the card for Noah Malone. And Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Runners on first and second and two away in the bottom of the fourth. 10-2, the Woodchucks lead, and trying to get back on track with a potential out as the pitch misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Malone has really done some damage this season and held hitless so far, but he's 0-for-0 in three plate appearances. A sac fly, a hit by pitch, and a walk is his line today. 1-0 the count and misses inside. Now 2-0, and Schultz has got to find his spot again. Noah Malone, right-handed hitting right fielder, righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Schultz looking back to second, now fires home and called on the outside for strike. 2-1 the count. And taking a look at the lefty-righty splits. We'll do that next as this one is grounded foul by Malone. 2-2 the count. Malone this season against right left-handed pitchers, he's batting .417 with a .1326 OPS across 53 plate appearances. 2-2 the count. He tries to stay hot. And the pitch misses outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. Just has faced five batters so far. This is his sixth. Hadn't walked any of the first five that he saw. Trying to avoid so here. Runners going. It's off the end of the bat and a soft roller over towards short. Bermudez is there. Throw to first. Not nearly in time. Infield single. And the throwback to second. And they got him. Oh, no. Josh Arquette was not very observant on that one and got caught between second and third on an infield single. Not sure what was going on there. But with that, it ends the fourth inning after Malone's infield single. What an interesting way to end it, as Arquette was, for some reason, caught between second and third. So, in the fourth inning, the Woodchucks, no runs on the two hits. There was one error, and there were two left on base. We go to the fifth inning, and it is 10-2 Woodchuck here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's now the top of the fifth inning, which means I'll take a look real quick at the other game that matters right now. That's Madison at Green Bay as the first pitch of the inning comes in and misses. No, it hits the inside part of the plate for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Mike Monahan leading things off against Grant Parson. 0-1 count coming home. Misses inside. Now a 1-1 and Mike Monahan will be followed by Christian Bermudez and Seth Spencer due up in the top of the fifth. Monahan right-handed hitting DH, righty-righty matchup, and foul tips one, but it's strike number two anyways, 1-2 the count. Monahan 0-for-1 on the game. He struck out swinging back in the second. 1-2 the count, and the pitch from Parson on the way home. Hit out up the middle, and the second baseman diving. Throw over to first, and it's way high. Not in time. An infield single from Mike Monahan as he finally gets back in the hit column with her. The first hit from a right-hander off of Grant Parson this game after he had gone through the previous 12 batters, 12 up, 12 down against righties. Although it brings up Christian Bermudez with the two lefties following the him. First pitch to Bermudez, a swing and a miss for strike number one, 0-1 the count. Monahan on first base and nobody out in the top of the fifth. The Rafters trail it 10-2 against the Wausau Woodchucks. Bermudez right-handed hitting shortstop, righty-righty matchup between him and Parson. 0-1 count and a pickoff move back toward first base. Checks on Monahan. And still a 0-1 count. Christian Bermudez back in the third inning. He had 8 pitches taken before popping out as the 0-1 count becomes 0-2. Bermudez riding a 4-game on base streak, 2-game hit streak. So pretty short, but he's been good as of late. 0-2 count. Misses high for ball number one. 1-2. Bermudez coming from Rider University. A guy who joined the Rafters late this year and trying to make his name heard. Last game went 1-for-3 with a walk. Runner taking off from first. Swing and a miss. No throw down. And with that, strike number three and Monahan a stolen base. Brings up Seth Spencer with a runner in scoring and one out in the top of the fifth inning. Still an 8-run lead for the Woodchucks. And it brings up Seth Spencer, the pitcher who is DHing today for the Rafters. First pitch misses high for ball number one. And Spencer, a left-handed hitting DH, lefty-righty matchup between him and Parson. One won this game. He singled in his only plate appearance of the season. 1-0 count in there, called for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Grant Parson trying to take on the lefties who have hit the ball well. Seth Spencer, 1-for-1. River Lindsay is on deck. He hit the two-run shot earlier. 1-1 count. Swing and a miss from Spencer. Now 1-2, and Spencer likely expecting a dip pitch, but trying to get on base any way possible. 1-2 the count. Picking up. Now fires. Misses outside. 2-2 the count. Seth Spencer, that... It was laced out toward right center field. Thought for a second it might be extra bases, but Spencer stayed put at first base back in the third inning. Has a 2-2 count here. Trying to work back, and Parson brings it home. This one is hit well out towards right field, but not well enough, as slowing down is the right fielder. He'll make the catch, and Monum stays on second. First time that Seth Spencer has been retired as a batter. And it brings us back to the guard with River Lindsay stepping into the batter's box. Two outs and a runner on second here in the top of the fifth. And Lindsay, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup once again between Lindsay and Parson. Lindsay 1-for-1 with a two-run home run and a walk. Hit that home run his last time up. And he walked the previous plate appearance. First pitch, he shows bunt, but pulls back, and it's foul tipped for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Lindsay, that home run back in the third was his first as a Rafter, his first in the Northwoods League after playing for the Big Sticks last year. 0-1 the count, and he shows bunt, pulls back as it misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Lindsay coming to the Rafters from Rock Valley, where this past season he batted 282, lost 12 games. This year in the Northwoods League, batting 357. 1-1 count on the way home. It's a fly ball fouled off, out of play, and 1-2 the kick. Three RBIs for River Lindsay. Last game, 1-for-3 at Fond du Lac. Also drew a walk and stole a base. He's been a speed demon on bases and showed off he can hit for power, too. 1-2 the count. Parson looking to take care of Lindsay to finish the inning. It's a grounder over toward the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base. Throw on back to first is in time, and it's a 4-3 putout to take care of River Lindsay for the final out of the fifth inning. The Rafters, no runs on their one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it is 10-2 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz. Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We head to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway there here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters taking on the Woodchucks. A 10-2 lead for Wausau as Christian Smith-Johnson leads off against Kenny Schultz. First pitch in there for strike number one, 0-1 the count. Christian Smith-Johnson leads things off. He'll be followed by Dylan Schlotterbeck and Max Solis due up in the bottom of the fifth. And the 0-1 count misses outside. Now 1-1, Kenny on the mound. Back out for his third inning after he had a shutout fourth and retired the only batter he saw in the third. Gets a swing and a miss from Smith-Johnson. Now one and down, and Schultz, South, Smith-Johnson, a righty at the plate, righty-lefty matchup. SJ, as he's known, up at the plate, takes that one for ball number two. A 2-2 count, and he is 1-for-1 in three plate appearances. He's drawn two and had an RBI single. 2-2 the count from Schultz, and this one ground foul toward the Woodchucks dugout, so still 2-2 the count. Kenny Schultz turning in those first walks that were the focal point. 2-2 can hit up the middle over towards shortstop. Here's her first is in time, and that's a 6-3 to take care of Smith Johnson for the first time this game. Brings up to the plate with one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the fifth. Still an 8-run Woodchucks lead. They scored in the third inning and 7 runs in the bottom of the first. That's why they've got their 10. The Rafters scored, called for ball number one to Dylan Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck, right-handed hitting third baseman, righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And looking to fire home, gets it grounded foul over the base side, and now a 1-1 count to Schlotterbeck. Schlotterbeck is 1-for-2 on the game. He hit a sac fly his last time up in the third inning. Flew out to center the time before, and he singled back in the first. One count, check swing, didn't go. Max Solis on deck, and you give him a base runner to work with. 2-1 the count from Schultz coming home, misses low for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And one of the folks for Kenny Schultz this season since he was signed was accuracy. He's finding the strike zone, and when for the Rafters, it's been when he's compounded with both the hits and walks that he struggled. Hard hit ball to short, picked up by Bermudez, throw to first is in time. Another 6-3 put out, takes care of Dylan Lauterbach. And Max Solis with the bases empty, and Solis is a right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Solis getting a check as they talk things over between him and Kenny Schultz, and the discussion happening here is Schultz is kind of pointing over there just like, hey, let's get things rolling along here. And now the discussion over, Solis will head on over to the batter's box, and with that, looks like we will be ready to go. Schultz trying to go three up, three down in the fifth, has a chance to do so, but Solis a dangerous hitter. Pitch on the way, in there for strike one, 0-1 the count, and Solis 1-for-1 this game. He's got two RBIs, two walks, a run scored, and also the single from the third. Pitch gets a swing and a miss for strike number two, and Solis was seeing fastball, but it was an off-speed from Schultz. So now an 0-2 count. Schultz has a big advantage in the count. 0-2 coming home, and it is outside, called for ball number one. Not able to generate the swing or the call, and right on the outside, that's where you want to put it on an 0-2 count. One and he's Schultz rocking back, fires home, and this is for ball number two now. 2-2 the count, and Solis batting .339 this season. He's got 64 RBIs. Trying to add to that, 2-2 count. In there, called strike three, and Solis dealt with for the first time tonight. A 3-up, 3-down fifth inning for Kenny Schultz. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the sixth. It's 10-2 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
What a start for the man from Indiana State. The right-hander Grant Parson has come out of the game for the Woodchucks as he finished his night going five innings pitched, allowing two runs. Both were earned on three hits, one walk, and had seven strikeouts in the game. He faced 19 total batters and threw 90 pitches before handing it off to the man who currently stands on the mound, Paul Nutzel. Nutzel taking over and hoping to keep the Woodchucks on top. Nutzel comes into this game as a phenomenal pitching staff here for the Woodchucks have really shown off this year, but Nutzel in for just his second game on the mound. The appearance didn't quite go his way. He allowed two runs. Both were earned over an inning and two-thirds against Lakeshore. About 2 weeks ago, that was on July 26th. And that's his only appearance so far. First pitch here is popped up straight back and out of play. 0-1 the count. It's a 10-2 Woodchucks lead in the top of the sixth inning. And Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting second baseman up at the plate, he leads things off. He'll be followed by Landon Gaz and Hiroto Kobayashi due up in the top of the sixth. Beauchesne hoping to make something happen. He sends a deep fly ball out toward right field. Should be in foul territory. Will it get out of play, though? The reach up from Malone, and he made the play. Great catch by Noah Malone. Takes care of Jake Beauchesne. And that is out number one in the sixth inning. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one out. And the base is empty. Still two, the Woodchucks lead, and Landon Gaz, the right-hand hitting third baseman, up at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Nutzel. And Gaz, 0-2 with two strikeouts this game. But to be fair, Parson had seven of them. First pitch on the way, grounded over on the inside of the hands to third base. Throw to first is plenty of time, and a laser there. I think he was trying to show off the total speed on that pitch. One about as fast as he could over to first. 5-3 put out. Takes care of Landon Gaz, and it brings up in the top of the sixth. Still 10-2, the lead for the Woodchucks. And Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty match. Him and Nutzel. First pitch. Nutzel in there for strike number one, 0 on the count. Worth noting, Grant Parson right now in line for the win as he did go five innings as the starter. And definitely something that the Woodchucks have seen a few more times in the rafters. Just six wins out of starters this year from the Rafters pitching staff as the 0-1 count is fouled back. 0-2 the count. And today, another game where they weren't able to get a five-inninger and hoping at the very least to do that. It has not been the most efficient for the Rafters this year. 0-2 the count to Kobayashi, and Nutzel trying to finish him off. It's a fly ball out toward left center field. In the gap, running up on it, the center fielder will make the play as CSJ number three. That does it for the sixth. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base on just six pitches. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Kenny Schultz back to work for the Rafters, and he is vying for the team lead in innings pitched this game as he has gone through two.
You may have heard
innings.
Of the 4%
that
rule when it comes to
what
retirement.
Was done by AJ Buonasetta, as Buonasetta went 2 1/3 as well. Although he allowed three runs, Schultz has not allowed a run yet. Didn't even allow the inherited runner to come across and score back in the third inning. So he's been real good today as he'll start off the bottom of the sixth inning, taking on their 5, 6, and 7 batters. That's Braden Mazzucano, Dom Rodriguez, and Josh Arquette due up in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Mazzucano in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Mazzucano, 0-3 on the game. He sends a fly ball out towards center field. And underneath it, now slowing down, is Lindsay. And he will make the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the sixth. That's four straight batters retired by Kenny Schultz as he went three up, three down in the fifth. And it brings up Dom Rodriguez to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Still 10-2, the lead for the Woodchucks. Righty-lefty matchup between Rodriguez and Schultz. Breaking ball high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Rodriguez, 0-2 on the game. He reached on an error back in the fourth inning. Before that, it was a flyout and a walk. 1-0 count laced toward the dugout of the Woodchucks, but a 1-1 count. Not able to keep that one fair, and even though it was pretty strong off the bat, Kenny Schultz is trying to keep things rolling. 1-1 count coming home. This one hit over toward third base and sneaks on through into left field. First hit for Dom Rodriguez, and it brings up Josh Arquette with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Still 10-2, the Woodchucks lead, and trying to get a win here as they look to stay in the race for the playoffs. If they lose this one and Madison wins, Madison will have clinched a playoff spot. First pitch to Arquette in there for strike number one, 0-1 count. However, an 8-run lead for the Woodchucks seems very unlikely that the Raptors are going to come back. 0-1 count, grounded over toward third, and there is Gaz. He'll just go to first and airmails it as that one is a little bit high. Not quite an airmail as the first baseman, Lachlan Maud, was tall enough to reach up and grab that ball, but regardless, it still is an E5 as it took Maud off the bat again. So Rodriguez goes over to second, Arquette to first, and it brings up Zach Knowlton on first and second, and a one away in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch on the way, misses low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Zach Knowlton at the plate, right-handed hitting DH. Righty-lefty matchup between Schultz looking home and hoping to take care of this, but knocked into left field and gets down for a hit. Three straight base runners for the Woodchucks, and that is the second hit of the inning. Loads the bases in the sixth inning. And as I mentioned earlier, things have compounded this season. And we'll see if he can avoid the runs coming across here. Double play is still in order, but with infielders moved around their normal positions, it's going to be a little bit tougher for them. Breaking ball in there for strike number one is the nine-hole batter. Jake Berkland is at the plate. 0-1 the count, and Berkland, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. 0-1 count. This one's hit out towards center field and gets down for a hit in front of Lindsay. He'll throw it in and keep the runner on third base as it gets on through to Maud, but still an RBI single for Jake Berkland as Berkland is now on first. Knowlton is on second. Arquette is on third, and Dom Rodriguez came home to score. It's now 11-2, the lead for the Woodchucks in the bottom of the sixth, and it brings us back up to the top of the order with Noah Malone stepping into the batter's box. And Malone, the right-handed hitting right fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And the first pitch from Schultz going to take a while as he looks home, gets the call, now fires, but it misses outside for ball number one, 1-0 the count. And Malone, 1-for-1 on the game. He singled his last time up. He was hit by a pitch, hit a sac fly, and walked. This is his fifth plate appearance as the pitch to him misses outside for ball number two, 2-0 the count. Five plate appearances as we're into the sixth inning. Mentioned the playoff race. Madison leads 2-0 over Green Bay in the top of the fourth inning of a seven-inning game. Snap throw back to first. Checks on the runner, but a 3-0 count now as Noah Malone needs to be focused on by Schultz. The Mallards lead the Rockers 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Separate game, 3-0 count. Misses low for ball number four and nearly gets away from Bryant, but doesn't really matter as the runners will each advance, and the walk sends home Josh Arquette from third base, and Zach Knowlton goes to third, Jake Berkland goes to second, and Noah Malone on first base. Base is loaded, RBI walk for Malone. It's his second RBI of the game. Makes it 12-2 Woodchucks in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch on the way home, called for a strike, 0-1 the count. At the plate, Christian Smith-Johnson, right-handed hitting center fielder, righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. 0-1 count coming home. It's out back, 0-2 now, and mentioned the runs really compounding on Schultz, and that's what it looks like right here, and so just has to find a way to get out of the inning. 0-2 the count, and the Raptors already having used three pitchers. They don't have too many guys they can throw. 0-2 count, grounded toward third, picked up by Gaz. He'll throw to second, and it gets away. Not a good throw all the way into right field. Here comes another run to come home and score. It's now 14-2, the lead for the Woodchucks. officially goes in as a fielder's choice. So an RBI for Christian Smith-Johnson as Gaz was trying to go to second to turn two, but should have just gone to third or to first. On the error there, that error, the Rafters' third error of the game. And it brings out Manny Silva to have a chat with Kenny Schultz and make sure that he's all good to go. Tough one for that one to go, as it's now a 13-2 lead. Actually, the lead is 14-2. My math is correct. 14-2 lead for the Woodchucks. And, yeah, the scoreboard was just a little bit slow to update, but now we got it. I was doubting myself for a second. 14-2 the lead for the Woodchucks, and the Raptors just trying to get out of the inning here. Kenny Schultz not having the end to the night that he was hoping for, and it's happened a couple times where we've seen this, and it brings up Dylan Schlatter back to the plate with runners on the corners and one out in the bottom of the sixth. 14-2, the Woodchucks lead. Pitch on the way from Schultz, misses for ball number one. At the plate, Dylan Schlatterback, right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty matchup between Schlatterback and Schultz. Schlatterback 1-for-3 on the game. He grounded out his last time up and takes this pitch inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. He followed that, or preceded that ground out with a sacrifice fly, and before that, a fly out to center field. He also singled in the first. Sends one up the middle, and it bounces off of Schultz's body. He throws it over to first. It's a little low, but able to get the play, although C.A. second on it. So a 1-3 put out, and that, Rafters manager Tom Zaglowski will head out to Schultz as Schultz was hit by the pitch there, and he's walking all around the mound. He was able to make the defensive play, and we'll see if they pull Schultz. An injury timeout here, and Ziggy was checking on his pitcher, and looks like Schultz is going to stay out there. So the trainer's coming up to check on him, and he'll get a warm-up throw just to make sure that he's all good to go, and throws it home, and seems like he's all good, but getting the check here, he will throw a couple pitches and says, hey, let's just make sure that we're all good, as the runner stands on second and third. A 12-run lead for the Woodchucks, and Schultz just trying to get outs here. So now we are ready to roll as it brings up Max Olise to the plate, the ninth batter of the inning. And so Olise, the right-handed hitting catcher, righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. And so Olise was retired for his first time at the plate to end the fifth inning. First pitch on the way, misses low for ball number one, 1-0 the count. That time he was recorded out was a strikeout looking, the second strikeout of the game for Schultz. 1-0 count, breaking ball hit up the middle over towards shortstop, and it goes under the glove of Bermudez, but knocked down enough to keep it in front of him, although it is going to go in as an E6, the third error of the inning for the Rafters, as Solis reaches first, Smith-Johnson goes to third, and Noah Malone comes home to score. It's now 15-2, the Woodchucks lead in the bottom of the sixth. They have officially batted around as it brings up Braden Mazzucano to the plate for his fifth plate appearance, his second of the sixth inning. Runners on the corners and two away. First pitch hit up the middle, bounces off of the glove of Schultz. Flip from Beauchesne to Bermudez. It's a 1-4-6 put out to take care of the runner, Max Solis, on the fielder's choice. And that does it for the sixth inning. However, in the sixth inning, a bunch of runners Runs come across for the Woodchucks. They score 5 runs on the 3 hits. There were 3 errors, and the Woodchucks left 2 on base. We go to the 7th, and it's 15-2 Wausau here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Paul Nutzel back out for his second inning of work, and an 0-2 count gets a foul ball from Peyton Bryant, so it remains 0-2. The Rafters have really been shut down by the Wausau pitching staff, as they have just been dominating as of late. Going to Jake Beauchesne's at-bat in the third inning, the Woodchucks have retired 11 of the last 12 Rafters as the pitch misses for ball number 1, 1-2 the count. The only batter to reach was Mike Monum, who singled in the 5th. Outside of that, the last 11 in a row have been retired. 1-2 the count. And the pitch here is hit over to second base, picked up off the ground. Throw to first is in time, and a 4-3 putout takes care of the leadoff batter in the top of the 7th. As Peyton Bryant goes back to the dugout, brings up Lachlan Maude with the bases empty and one out in the top of the 7th inning. A 15-2 lead for the Woodchucks, and I think I'm just going to say the rest of the way, the Woodchucks a lot, the Rafters a little. And then I can't be wrong, unless the Rafters start to put up a lot. In which case, then I'll get back to saying the score. First pitch to Maude is inside for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. Paul Nutzel, a 3-up, 3-down, 6th inning. He threw just 6 pitches there. Worth noting, a score update around the league. Green Bay scored 2 runs to knot it up 2-2 in the 4th against the Mallards. 1-0 count is fouled off, and now a 1-1 count to Maude. Of course, that game matters because if Madison loses, then the Woodchucks control their own destiny. And so they could clinch a playoff spot with a win against the Rafters today and tomorrow. 1-1 count, high and outside for ball number 2, a 2-1 count. However, if the Mallards win this game today and somehow the Rafters come back from down 13 and win this one, then the Woodchucks would be eliminated. 2-1 count is fouled back. 2-2 the count. Now, wouldn't that be something? Tell you what, the Mallards would likely win the game today, go to sleep, wake back up, and realize we clinched already? That's how long this game would have to take in order for the Rafters to make a potential comeback. 2-2 the count, and the pitch coming home is fouled off by Maud, so he stays alive at the plate. Still 2-2 the count, and Paul Nutzel not quite having the same pitch count efficiency, but still has looked good. 2-2 the count, and Maud looking to bring the pitch home. And from Nutzel, it's hit out towards center field. Pretty well hit back at the warning track. Now slowing down, making the catch is Smith Johnson, and that is out number two. Two up, two down in the seventh inning, and it brings up Mike Monahan to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the top of the seventh. Worth noting in that Green Bay game, the bases are now loaded for the Rockers. And they only have one out, so a sacrifice fly could put them up on the Mallards in a seven-inning game in the fourth. First pitch here now to Mike Monahan is fouled off down the third baseline, so an 0-1 count. So maybe I'll be calling both games here on the radio. We'll see. 0-1 the count as it gets to that point in time where you're doing some scoreboard watching. The Woodchucks trying to make the playoffs. So are the Mallards. This is going to be the best subdivisional race out of all of them in the Northwoods League, I tell you what. 0-1 the count as Paul Nutzel looks to take care of Mike Monahan. Pitch coming home, it's fouled back. Now 0-2 the count. And the Rafters have seen their last eight batters go down. The last one to reach base was Monahan back in the fifth inning when he led off with a single. He's now got an 0-2 count, looking to avoid his second strikeout of the game. He's 1-for-2 on the night. And he does swing and miss, and that's strike number three. Second strikeout of Monahan, and the first strikeout of the game for Paul Nutzel. He goes six up, six down over his two. And in the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's 15-2 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I mentioned it back at the end of the top of the seventh. The Green Bay Mallards game is currently in action, and the Rockers just took a two-run lead. It's now 4-2 Green Bay over Madison in the bottom of the fourth. And with a Rockers win here, the game tomorrow between the Rafters and Woodchucks is going to be a potential clinching game on the last game of the season. And so a big one as we'll look ahead toward that game. However, in this one, the Woodchucks still have to finish it off. Just two more innings, though. It's 15-2 Wausau in the bottom of the seventh. And they'll see some more offense as the Rafters put out a new pitcher who hopes to pick off up where Kenny Schultz had started, although not where he left off. Although Schultz, not too bad of a line at the end of it all. He goes 3 1/3 innings, and he allowed five runs. Only one of them was earned on five hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. Didn't hit a batter and didn't balk, as this one is sent high in the air out toward right center field. Kobayashi underneath it and makes the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out in the seventh inning. That takes care of the leadoff batter, Rodriguez, and brings up Josh Arquette to the plate with one out and the bases empty in the bottom of the seventh. Arquette, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Jack Wiesinger. Finishing off Schultz's line, he did not throw a wild pitch, and he ended up the game facing 20 total batters on 64 pitches before handing it off to Wiesinger. First pitch on the way to Josh Arquette, misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. This one's fouled back. Now 1-1 the count. And Jack Wiesinger, the right-handed pitcher, comes into this game and hopes to keep rolling his last game. Two innings pitched, didn't allow a run on only one hit. He had three strikeouts against Fond du Lac just 2 days ago. Back at Witter Field in the home finale for the Rafters. 1-1 count here is fouled back. Now 1-2 the count. The Rafters have just one more game this season. They'll return to Wausau tomorrow afternoon for a 3 o'clock game against the Woodchucks. 1-2 the count, and Josh Arquette up at the plate, looking to do damage against Wiesinger. That pitch low and away for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Arquette 1-3 on the game. He reached on an error his last time up.